Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel joining us in just a moment.
Making a lot of hay this spring? During Kubota's preseason hay days, get no payments for 6 months with zero down and 0% APR financing for up to 54 months on new Kubota balers and disc mower conditioners. Or choose huge customer instant rebates. But you'd better hurry on over to your local Kubota hay tools dealer. Preseason deals won't last forever. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
No-Till on the Plains 20th Anniversary Winter Conference and AIM Symposium features a new format and the biggest names in continuous no-till. January 26th through 28th in Salina, Kansas, exchange ideas with industry innovators and get practical insights on cover crops, grazing, pesticides, rotations, markets, and much more. Save your seats for less than the cost of a bag of seed. Prices increase November 16th. Register now at no-till.org. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Crust Buster Speed King, Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers, and Great Plains Manufacturing.
Cattle producers, with a high price of stockers, why risk poor performance once they get on wheat pasture? Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
We're talking with the livestock market economist, Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, we're here at the end of 2015. These auction barns for our feeder cattle, stocker cattle are wrapping up the year. And it's on a down note. I mean, we have really, it looked like at one point we were going to do some nice rebounding fourth quarter. It has not happened.
No, it really hasn't. I mean, this has been, I'm going to call it an emotional whirlwind. I think that's really what we're trapped in right now. The fundamentals, most any analyst you would talk to would say we've overdone this thing. There are some real problems there. We've got some heavyweight feeder cattle. We've got a little issue of some heavyweight fed cattle in the midst of relatively tight supplies, but it's created a little supply problem. But I think the biggest part of this is really emotional. I think it's a change in psychology when the reality has set in here that we are rebuilding animal numbers. Beef production is going to start going up. Over time, we know we're going to have that supply pressure that we've not had for a number of years. The fact is, we haven't really engaged much of that yet, so we probably don't need to be down as hard as we are and with markets as defensive as they are, but I think it's that process of shifting the psychology here that we're going to end this year on.
It seemed like, anyway, that the Fed closeouts, the losses in the red ink and in the feedlots really kind of, I guess, was the domino that tipped over a lot of other things.
It did. And, you know, that one's a real issue. And it's kind of a classic fed cattle market wreck where, you know, we're losing money. The cattle are too big. But our incentive here is to hang on, partly because, you know, putting a few more pounds on next week, as long as the market price is above the cost of gain, there's that short run incentive to keep feeding those cattle. Plus, there's always the idea that the market might turn around. And so the individual incentives are at odds with the market incentives. Obviously, the market could pop significantly if we could take this weight off of the market. And so we're trapped in that. And we're probably going to see that continue to some extent next year. We're going to continue to have relatively cheap cost to gain relative to the fed cattle market. Winter weather may help impose some of that discipline and give us a chance to kind of really get current. And we could see the fed cattle market rebound significantly. And feeder cattle will be tied to that. And we could see them recover again. But I think it's all going to be in the new year with a new attitude after we come back from holidays.
Cattle Market Watcher, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, your last chance to buy cattle the superior way in 2015. Coming up Friday, December 18th, 8 a.m. Central Time for Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 17,000 head of cattle will be sold on Friday the 18th. 2,800 yearling steers, 2,300 yearling heifers, 8,800 weaned calves. For information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And right after the regular sale, about 1 o'clock, there'll also be a Superior Selects female sale as well. Details, SuperiorLivestock.com. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.